From Tidbits on June 3rd, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates. Aged and Distilled has released Napkin 1.1 with a new automatic guide feature added to the Visual Communication and Screenshot tool. A temporary visual guide is now displayed when moving or resizing a napkin item, and its edges and center points snap to other items on a napkin. You can turn off the automatic snapping by holding the Command key when moving or resizing. The update also fixes a crash that occurred when deleting an image from a napkin that contained a callout, and patches some small memory leaks. With the release of version 5.1 of its information management app, Evernote adds a native reminders feature that enables you to set both in-app and email alarms. As Federico Vitici notes in his excellent overview at Mac Stories, Evernote's new reminders are no replacement for hardcore getting things done practitioners, but at least the app now enables you to track task-related notes to completion. Clicking the new clock icon at the top of a note does two things. It sends the title of the note to a new reminders section placed at the top of the notebook's pane, and it offers you the option to add a due date. If no date is set, the title of the note remains in the reminders section, but you'll be missing out on the remind portion of this new feature. Reminders are also separated by notebook, with your complete collection of reminders appearing when you select all notes. Finally, you can opt to have Evernote send a list of the day's reminders via email, which is received early in the morning on the due date. The email option is presented when you first open Evernote 5.1, and you can adjust the setting later in Preferences. The Mac release also enhanced XAuth security, redesigns the vertical list view to display more notes on your screen, adds new superscript and subscript text styles, and makes some unspecified improvements to copy and paste. In conjunction with the Mac release, Evernote for iOS also receives the new reminders capabilities. Ergonis has released KeyQ 6.5, with improvements that make looking up keyboard shortcuts quicker. The update utilizes a new internal drawing order that improves the shortcut table's appearance and a new menu scanning technique to make it easier to scan deeply nested bookmarks in Safari. Other improvements include better compatibility with OS 10.8 Mountain Lion and FileMaker 12, recognition of the FN-FN shortcut to start dictation in Mountain Lion, and refined diagnostic messages when applications with incorrect menu structures are detected. KeyQ now also avoids beeping if you dismiss the shortcut table with the escape key, and you can check for updates from KeyQ's menu bar icon. Finally, Sibelius users will appreciate a downloadable set of extended shortcut descriptions for the music notation software, which can be imported into KeyQ to reveal 272 hidden keyboard shortcuts. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.